a problem for all the good things you did Sunday. What's going on there?
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, our third down has been terrible, and it's a combination of things. If it was one thing, you could change it, but we are we've looked at it hard. It's individual. Sometimes it's technique. Sometimes could have been a different coverage. Sometimes, you know, it's not the pass rush wasn't there. So it's different breakdowns. And we're going to put a heavy emphasis on it this week, and we'll get it right. We've got to put I'll put more reps on it in this week's practice because, you know, 1 week it happens, but when it's 2 weeks in a row, now you got to really throw some extra reps and time into it. So we will.
The third and long. Get teams into their sub packages. How are your sub packages looking now in these past few weeks?
We're doing okay. Almost everyone in the NFL majors in 11 personnel, the three wides, the tight end, and the running back, and so do the Giants. That's who they are. That's home base for them. So we'll have to make sure our sub packages, which in this day and age anymore, you're playing more sub than you are base because of those personnel choices. Now, we'll move in and out of staying base against that and go into some other packages.
Do you think the receivers banged up? Do you think that might affect what they do?
I think they're all going to play. I really do. I don't think it'll affect them. I think you got guys that know the system well. Everybody's playing well within the system now. Whether they practice or not, I don't know. But we believe that they'll have all hands on deck for us.
You went counterintuitive a couple times against the Saints for like second and 10, second and long. You went from nickel to base. And was that simply to switch things up, or is it all personnel driven, or is that something you just
It's a little bit with matchups and what they're doing. From, you know, what's the situation in the game and how are they using that 11 personnel? A lot of teams go into 11 personnel to run better against your nickel or sub packages. Some are just there because they're going to throw and, you know, they have their best weapons on the field. So you got to kind of go in and out, and you don't want them always seeing the same thing. At least I don't. I think a guy like Drew Brees, if you give him the same coverage or the same look every time, he gets it real quick and then he's going to go attack it. And with him having the playbook at the line of scrimmage like, you know, he does and Eli does, they'll change into a better play for what you show them.
What does Drew Brees do well in terms of when Johnny drops in the coverage, whether it's a zone or a man situation?
In the zone, he's got great awareness for – he had great depth the other night. You know, one of the nicest things to see out of a young guy. Linebackers a lot of times, especially against play action, stay too low. So any kind of a 10, 12, 15-yard dig gets him. Jordan knows that that's an issue. And like D'Amico, those guys drive out of there for depth. And a couple of those sacks the other day were because of depth of linebacker drops and the coverage was being, you know, making him hold it a little bit longer. And then in man, he's athletic enough to have match up with most of them.
It looked like he actually maybe a bit too much on the Fletcher's third sack, and he got back. He had turn almost to get back.
Yeah, we like him to turn. When you get caught in play action, we tell him turn and run and find work first. Then look back to see what the quarterback's doing. So he was doing it.
You talk about
you face quarterbacks that tend to get rid of the ball, then take sacks. What do you see out of Eli in that regard?
You know where he's ranked in the NFL is getting the ball out of his hand? Third. So once again, it's a high efficiency, quick ball out of the quarterback's hand offense. And again, they've only had, what, I think, four sacks maybe and two interceptions. So Eli not only makes a quick read and gets it out of his hand, if there is any pressure, he throws it away. He's not taking the sack, and he's not throwing the interception. He'd rather take the intentional grounding and just eat the incomplete and just play another down. And I think that's why their offense is pretty efficient.
That's not what he wasn't always like that, right?
No, he wasn't. He used to be Ram, yeah. He held the ball our first game. Yeah, and again, they moved into a new offense, and I think he's very familiar with it. It's a lot what Aaron Rodgers does, too.
Can you talk about Walter Thurman and just what he's done in these five games and his adjustment to safety?
Walter Thurman, the reason we moved him was because of his vision and instincts and the ability to play the ball from the nickel spot, really is what you saw him do. And then when we moved him back, his football intelligence and IQ is very high. He really understands formation of personnel grouping, route tendencies, what two on an out means with one coming in and those type of things. So that together with some of the defenses we have to kind of highlight that, where he can roam a little bit and pick what route the quarterback's looking at and what looks like's coming, and you know that combination has had Walt playing at a pretty high level.
How much tougher does it make it with this offense when they're not turning the ball over much? You're on the league leaders in fewest turnovers.
Well, we have to play within our defense, and part of our defense is attack the ball. You know, we are about getting the ball and getting turnovers and tackling. So if you put those two things, we have effort to the ball, tackle well. And you got enough bodies around the ball. Good things have happened to us so far, and our turnovers have been pretty high, causing them. But it's going to be tough to do again. They protect the ball well.
You guys have had some really great days against Eli over the years, and some really bad ones where he's, yeah. you know, he can throw for 500 yards. What's the number one thing that kind of goes into what you want to do to prevent the big ones and that you accomplish when he has a bad game?
Well, take last year, for instance. I think we had probably our best defensive game and our worst defensive game against the Giants in the two different games. The last game, they threw it over 50 times and were over 400 yards of passing. So if you can limit the number of times Eli, if he throws it that many times, he's going to put 8 to 10 of them vertically on you. You got to make the plays that he goes vertical with. Beckham is a hard tackle, so when he does throw it underneath to Beckham, you've got to get him tackled because he's a great run-after-catch receiver. So those dynamics and the weapons they have, Randall's had some big games. He catches the vertical ball very well. So it's just about playing within our system, keeping them in front of us, not letting them get behind us, putting pressure on Eli, making sure he knows we're around him, whether he throws it away or eats it and takes the sack. That's just his choice. I always say that. Sacks come in bunches, and it's the quarterback's choice, not ours. Our job is to put pressure on them and to cover them down tight.
Will you have Kendricks today?
I don't think so.
No, can you quantify what Benny Logan does for your offense, for your defense? I mean, it seems like more than stats.
Benny, I don't know, everyone's got Fletch had an outstanding game, but Benny probably had an equal game, but just didn't have the numbers. Benny is very strong in a run game. And then a couple of the sacks that Fletch got. Fletch did a great job. I won't take nothing away from Fletch because he had a phenomenal game. But Benny was right there pushing the pocket, not giving another escape, you know, route for the quarterback. One of the things of the sacks, we collectively as a group did our job. So there were no escape routes a lot of times, and the coverage was tight. So anytime you get sacks like we had in that game, it's everybody. It's coverage tight. It's no escape routes for the quarterback when one guy wins. You still need the one guy to win, and Fletch did a great job winning. Benny did a nice job winning. The group rushed pretty well. You know, BG was close a couple of times. Connor was close. Vinny played a solid game. It's just they're all close. It comes in bunches, and the sack numbers will come.
You guys will have Kendricks plays on Sunday. What do you think was kind of the issue there?
There were different things. You know, they had a couple of nice leverage passes on us where they were running away from our leverage, and Cooks has got tremendous speed, and he got by us a couple of times. We got to play, you know, some technique things better. Some of them I could have been better calls in, but it's we were real excited because we had finally made the top five of the positive and X plays, and we were excited about it. We were correcting that and going in the right direction, and then boom, here it comes. So we've got to just weather the storm and get back to just take care of business, keeping the ball in front of us, and keeping the X plays off of us.
Shane Vereen's been a nice addition to their offense, especially in the passing game. How do you stop him? I mean, how do you neutralize him?
Well, they've really got Randall and Beckham are their top, you know, receiving outside threats, and they're getting a lot of targets. Then it comes to Donald and Vereen, and those guys are getting a lot of balls. And Vereen, you know, you saw him in New England last year. He's very good out of the backfield as a pass receiving running back. So we've got to make sure our matchups and our leverage and everything, you know, we've got him accounted for as well as the tight end. You know, and Eli does a phenomenal job of taking what you give him. He's been around long enough to know that I'm just, you know, you take Beckham away, then he's going to his three other. And that's why so many guys have so many receptions. And it's a high-efficient, balls-out-quick offense that we've had the last couple weeks. So we've just got to continue to try to get that down.
Do you think you'll have Michael Kendricks for the game?
I think he's day-to-day. You know, Michael's in that spot with the ham, and it's a day-to-day. I don't think he'll be out there today. Tomorrow I do not know. But I think as we go forward, he'll do all he can and do his best to get out there for Monday night.
I'm sure you're aware of other defenses around the league and what guys are doing to keep yourself up. Where does Spagnuolo defenses hang their hat?
I think four-man rush zones. Are really what they do more on first and second down. Then I think he's got some Jimmy Johnson pressures. He's got a real unique, you know, those Jimmy Johnson pressures that a lot of the guys that were under him use are really dynamic pressures, and we've got a little bit, not as much as others, but you can see a lot of that in him too.
You guys know Odell Beckham's such a tough guy to cover.
I think his athleticism and explosiveness. You know, he is he can stop and restart as fast as anyone, and that is always a challenge. And then when he does catch the ball, he's a great open field runner. You know, he is a very talented runner, and so he's getting a lot of yards after the catch, and you got to contain that part of it, as well as him turning you around with his moves. And then his hands are some of the best in the league, and he's getting better as they go. So we got to we'll have our hands full with him for a while.
Just getting back to Fletcher for a second, just having the ability to move him around and play pretty much any position, either in a 3-4 or a 4-3, how easy does that make you?
You know, because of his intelligence and because of the guy he is and how dedicated he is to learning this game, we move Fletcher around a lot. So you just can't say, there he is, here's how we're going to double team him. He's out wide as an edge rusher. He's in the guard as a three technique rusher. He's on the nose. We've stacked him in linebacker looks and brought him. So the fact that we can move him around is due to his intelligence and understanding of football, and then his skill set and how we can manipulate matchups and kind of keep the other team from saying, there he is, here's how we're double teaming him. You know, that combination is working well for us so far.
What happened now? How have you seen Byron Maxwell come along?
Every week he's gotten better. You know, the first week, I think the expectations are so high when you sign a contract like that. I think right now he's feeling comfortable in our system. I think we're using him. We're learning him, and we're using him in the best way. And I think every week you'll see him climb and be better and better.
So what's different now compared to when you did?
Familiarity with the scheme, probably on his end, and ours with him on our end. You know, how often do you press him? How often is he off? You know, just a little different scenarios that you can put him in, and I think he's growing.
Right? Billy, over the past couple of years, the Giants have really struggled at the offensive line. They've had a lot of changes. They had retirements, injuries. What has stabilized them?
I think they've got some continuity going. These guys play really well together. They're protecting Eli as well as they've done in their run game. They're strong. I mean, they can push you and move people around in a run game. So I think the fact that they're really gelling, I think Coach Flaherty Flats has done a great job coaching that group up, and it's five guys playing as one. And that's when you see offensive linemen and when you don't have the continuity of them playing next to each other, you see it kind of fragmented. Well, this old line is kind of on the same page, and that makes it harder to get to Eli.
Two more guys. Billy, how did Maxwell play, and was he affected by his injury to your?
I don't think his injury was a factor at all. I think Max played pretty well. It was probably one of his better games. You know, I think there was two shallow crossing routes that they caught on him, but that was about it. Didn't throw at him a whole lot, which sometimes as a corner, that's good. It's a good game, but he's getting better, and I don't think his injury affected him much. You'd have to ask him. I didn't hear anything about it or see it visually.
You said that you've become more familiar with him. Mm-hmm. What have you found is maybe the best way to use him rather than how you did it 4 weeks ago?
Well, I think it's probably just keep him in less of – I really had an expanded role. I had him doing a lot of different things. And I think by limiting that and letting him just settle into the defense first before you move too fast forward is benefiting him. And, again, it's a learning process. All free agents, I don't care, you know, how long they've been in the league, there's a learning curve from the coaches learning the player and the player learning the system. And I think we're going in a great direction with Max on that.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, man.